We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Eddie Perez. He's a real estate expert who will share some tips with us about how to avoid the pitfalls of buying and selling in the digital age. So thank you very much for joining us today, Eddie. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Stephen, and hello to all your listeners.
Today we're going to be talking about the pitfalls of buying and selling real estate in the digital age. And actually, what do you mean by the digital age in respect to real estate, and how do we avoid the pitfalls of buying and selling in this digital age?
Well, in this economy, technology is permeating into every industry. You see it in hotels and how you rent a room. You see it in how you hail a taxi with Uber. It's also now getting into the real estate industry, where just about 100% of people begin their real estate search online. And with that, there are some pitfalls that people have to be leery of.
Okay, what are some of those pitfalls, and what real estate apps are you talking about?
Well, there are a lot of companies like Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, lots of different places where you can search. Now, much like online dating, where sometimes you could see someone's profile and when you actually meet them in person, it's not exactly what you thought it was. Same thing can happen in real estate, where there's a lot of fluff, there's a lot of phoning, and there's, at the worst of it, could be some fraud. So, for instance, you could see a property online. It may not even be the real property. It may not even be available. So you can possibly meet a real estate agent who says they're a real estate agent and go through a transaction and buy a property that wasn't even for sale. That is the worst part of the spectrum. But the other part is really, in real estate, when you're looking online, you can waste a lot of time. So the technology is there to help and it'll streamline it, but you have to augment it with the human element.
Okay, now how do we make sure that the person we're dealing with is a real estate agent?
Well, the best way to do it is to do a lot of research. Now, you could do it online, and that's counterintuitive because I'm saying it could be fraudulent online, but you start there and then you pick up the phone, you call them. The other thing to do is when you meet them, don't meet them at the property, meet them in their office so they have a physical office. And don't meet them outside the office, meet them inside the office to make sure that they actually work there.
Are online home buying sites like Zillow, are they actually costing us more time and money in the long run?
Well, they could be. They are addicting. Grant, you know, I'll admit that I do search those sites, and it's fun to look, and it's fun to see the videos and see the properties. Like I said, it's a great place to start, but you really want to augment that with the human element. So when you're seriously looking, it's a collaborative effort. The technology is there to get you started, but when you start to get very serious about that, engage with a real estate professional, and they'll be able to guide you.
Okay, so you're saying that you can start and you can begin the house buying process online using Zillow or one of these apps, but you say that a real estate agent is still needed when you want to complete the buying and selling process. Is that correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. For instance, you could see a property online. It may look great, but everyone wants to look great online, right? So the photos that you see, the description that you read is going to sound like it's the best place in the world. So that kitchen that's super spacious might not really be that spacious. That the location that seems so wonderful, well, you may be right next to a toxic dump. You never know. An experienced real estate agent is going to know those neighborhoods. They're going to be able to guide you to the place that you want to be based on your needs and your wants.
What are some of the questions that we should ask our real estate professional when we go to see a home? Now, say we're going to see a nice location, we see something online, looks great, we go to the location, it still looks great, but what are some of the questions that we need to ask the real estate agent that may not be obvious just from looking at the home?
Well, the first thing to do The best thing to do is to have what we call an initial buyer consultation. So much like you would go into a doctor's office to get diagnosed before they prescribe something to you, that's what the smart thing to do in your real estate search is to have that initial consultation with the real estate professional. What they'll do is they will ask you a lot of questions, things like, you know, what do you need in your new home? Like, what is a must have? What is a should have? And if, when you start to get this list of things that you want and need, for instance, could be your location or the size of the home. Could be that you really want a two-car garage, a huge backyard for a barbecue. Then that real estate professional will be able to streamline the process, identify the neighborhoods that can make sense to you, and the most important thing is within your budget.
What are some of the challenges facing first-time home buyers in Southern California?
Well, I think a lot of things with any first-time home buyer is education. They generally do not have, they've never been through the process before. So the best thing to do is to educate yourself. Educate yourself on the lingo, educate yourself on your finances, and start to really make a list of the things that you really want and need in your next property. A lot of first-time home buyers don't realize that they could buy a home with less than 20% down. Today, you could buy a home for as little as 3.5% down. So I find most people really just don't understand the financial part of it, and they don't really understand all the things that might affect them buying a home that they're going to be happy in. Could be the location, could be their lifestyle. Like, do they like to entertain, or are they homebodies? Well, those are two different styles of homes, right?
Right.
So there's so many variables. So it's really identifying what you want, getting your finances in order, and then matching those properties to those things.
Okay, now you say that many first-time homebuyers nowadays are primarily millennials. Why are they having such problems with the home buying process?
Well, millennials, they are right now the largest workforce in the U.S. Many of them are starting to form families, move out of their parents' homes, and looking for their first home. So the biggest thing, which I touched on before, is really the education. They haven't been through that process. They don't understand how much money do I really need to get into the home that I want. It could be that they can afford more and they can get into a better neighborhood than they think they can. So the first thing to do is to understand your finances. And that would be engaging with a lender, a bank, a mortgage professional, and get a pre-approval letter. That pre-approval letter will give you an idea of what you can afford. And that's where you generally want to start.
Okay, great. Now, as we start to wrap things up, is there anything that we can do to better understand the real estate market in 2019?
Well, 2019 is going to continue to be a hot market. Interest rates are at historic lows still. The economy and unemployment is low. Those things add up to a strong, hot real estate market through the rest of 2019.
Okay, Eddie Perez, real estate expert, who's been sharing some tips on how to avoid the pitfalls of buying and selling in the digital age. So thank you very much for joining me today, Eddie. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Steve. Have a great day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.